Welcome to From a Room I Found that I might not have access to with my credential, but I can't exactly record from the stands because we're not allowed down there. And I can't exactly record from the stands from my seat in the press box because there's people all around me and they would look at me funny. So this is from the room I'm not supposed to be in while wearing a mask. And I don't even know if, like, let's see. I'm trying to do this while wearing my AirPods and recording through them, because for some reason I think that would record better than trying to record through my mask. You know what? I don't care. You can turn up the volume. Okay, so here's my thoughts. I just said, here's 6 times. Okay, so let's start with this. The defense did not have anybody out. They had Keith Raynaud. And they had Shamai Cooper out, who didn't play much last week. So of the defensive rotation, they were basically missing Keith Randolph at the defensive end. So it's not like this. You can't look at this as, okay, this was a defensive, like, this was a game we can't evaluate because there are, 14 players out either for testing positive or from contact tracing. So you can't do that with the defense. So we start there. Like, that's what needed to happen to win this game. Corrin Taylor played well enough to get us there. The turnovers, obviously, are the difference in the game. Illinois could have more yards, more first downs, more time of possession, more drives, more everything. But Purdue, let's see, he threw a pick in the red zone. He fumbled in the red zone. He fumbled while we were driving, and he threw another pick. I can't remember. Let's see, there was a fumble recovered for a touchdown in the red zone. There was a pick run back to, like, the one, but it was brought back for a block on the back. So, like, they started from the 16 or whatever. Anyway, that's the game. Like, if you look at the scorebook, you hand this scorebook to anyone. You give them the plays. You give them the here's what happened. Here's the drive chart. They say, oh, Purdue took over at they scored on defense here. They took over at the 4 here. You know, they took over at the 16 here. There's your game. Those turnovers deep in your own territory are death. And that's what it was. And I can't get it. Like, yeah, Corrin Taylor had 4 turnovers and that's the game, but we don't score if Taylor's not in there. So, you know, it's a guy in his first start making some bad decisions, and that's okay because it happens sometimes. But, you know, he's both the reason you're in the game and the reason you lost. So I think there's a math equation where if it's the reason you're in the game and the reason you lost, you, like, cancel out the 10 over here and the X over here, and you cross this out, and you're left with, he's not the factor in the game. The factor in the game was the defense giving up 31. Like, if this defense looked like this defense should look, you win that game, even with the turn. Even with turnovers being 4-2, you win that game because you don't allow Purdue to score 31. Yes, the offense has only scored 24 because the defense scored. Yes, the other drive started at the 16, and it's kind of impossible. Yes, I get all that. But still, all those chunk yards, all those completions, all that pocket time, that's what happened in this game. And that's disappointing, to say the least. You know, I thought with 3 starters back that the defense would look a lot better today. And yes, Bell is amazing. And yes, it's hard when another team has a receiver that's going to catch it and you know he's going to catch it. And what can you do? Like, he can't stop it. You know, O'Connell threw some, like, dangerous jump ball passes, but he doesn't care. Bell's going to come down with it. Like, you know, it's hard when that's the, you know, when you just can't stop a guy. We need a guy like that. I mean, Bebe was kind of that last year, but still, like, you know, it's just hard to watch football when you know what's about to happen. You know, third down, wow. You know, even though we were stuffed, you know, on the tying touchdown, we were cut down at the 10 or whatever. We still have a chance to get the ball back here. Just stop this. Oh, God, I know where this is going. Oh, God, I know what's about to happen. Yeah, he got it. That's tough football watching. I also think, like if we do score, when we have first and 10 at the 11, was it? 14, whatever it was. Like, we're driving, we have first and 10 in the red zone, going to score the tying touchdown with 2 minutes to go, and we go four and out and come up 3 yards short on the fourth down play and everything else. But, like, you know, we're right there. I totally lost my train of thought. I was going somewhere with that, and the depression of the thought of, like, we were 11 yards away from tying and just a kind of a mucked up series that didn't do anything and didn't go anywhere, and that's that. You know, that's, that's hit you. Ugh. So, you know, here's where my brain goes. What do we have here? We have our first of these three games where, you know, Purdue year four, Lovie year five. And then next week is, you know, a similar rebuild with Minnesota. And then the following week is a similar Nebraska, you know, all trying to, like, get over the hump and be something and, you know, one of the first teams that's all that coaches recruit. So you're really starting to see what that program has. And so these are really good tests for, like, where, what's the health of this program versus other teams in our division trying to do the same thing. And I think specifically today, it was Jeff Brohm with a walk-on quarterback was better than Lovie Smith's defense. I think that just has to be the takeaway. Well, I still have a chance to win. Defense played a whole lot better in the second half. I mean, gosh. We were a turnover fairy away from tying it on defense there. Like, we get stuffed at the 10. Purdue takes over. Throw gets batted straight up in the air. And it goes to a spot where the Purdue quarterback could bat it down. Like, there's about, when that ball goes straight up in the air, there's about a 70% chance, I'd say, that Illinois comes down with it, and the 30% hit. So, you know, bad luck, but we were due. Like, last year, all those things bounced our way. And we had our own fair chance of luck. Like, that Taylor pass that gets tipped to the line of scrimmage and hits Daniel Amater Bebe in stride, that's some fun turnover fairy as well. But anyway. The point is, like, I feel like the takeaway today is pretty simple, that Brohm's offense beats Lovie's defense. Both were at full strength. Well, actually, Brohm wasn't at full strength. He didn't have run to him over. So, you know, you just have to stop him. You just have to force field goals, and you have to not give up 400-some yards or whatever it was. And, you know, it just has to be better than that with an experienced, older defense. It's disappointing, man. I'd love to be talking about Brohm coming off the bench as the fourth stringer with the top two out. The third guy gets injured on the second series, and love to talk about a fourth stringer leading us to, you know, an Illinois kid lead us to a comeback win. But in the end, I just think it comes down to you can't give up 31. The end. So on we go to Minnesota. We won't have Peters. I think they announced that any of the contact tracing guys will be out next week. So I'll have a list up of those guys. But So that's going to include Isaiah Williams. So it's either Peters or Taylor next week. And I'll be back here in this mask, seeing if this even records. Maybe sneaking off to this room. I better not say that, because if I say that, someone's going to watch me next week. Yeah, anyway. I am feeling the Illini fan feeling right now of, oh God, just these three things, and we could have, but we just can't do it.